Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The Big Bend Country can seem daunting to those visiting for the first time unless one starts their exploration at a Texas state park. From flowers to fish, this region has a little something for everyone. The Barton Warnock Environmental Center in Terlingua offers visitors guided tours of its desert garden. Discover how plants have adapted to the harsh conditions of the Chihuahuan Desert and how the first inhabitants of Big Bend used these plants for food, shelter, and medicine. Call for times and fees. Bring your horses to the Black Gap Wildlife Management Area near Alpine for a breathtaking tour of its canyon and the Rio Grande. An annual hunting permit or limited public use permit is required for visitors 17 and older. And when you're done with your ride, pitch your tent at one of the primitive campsites along the river and cast a line into its waters for a fine angling experience. Every Wednesday through Saturday night in July, Davis Mountain State Park hosts summer amphitheater programs based on the natural and cultural resources of the park. Call for more information. And every Wednesday through Sunday, test your skills in a vast variety of bouldering areas at Waco Tank State Historic Site in El Paso. Tours last a minimum of 2 hours. Reservations are required. Details for these and other events are on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.